Bereshit, Genesis, chapter 7. And Yahuwah said to Noah,
"Come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. Of all the clean beasts, take with you seven pairs, a male and his female. And of the beasts that are unclean, two, a male and his female. And of birds of the Shamayim, seven pairs, male and female, to keep offspring alive on the face of all the earth. For after seven more days, I am sending rain on the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and shall wipe from the face of the earth all that stand that I created."
And Noah did according to all that Yahuwah commanded him. Now Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters were on the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wives and his sons' wives went into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Of the clean beasts, and of the beasts that were unclean, and of birds, and of all that creep on the earth, two by two they went into the ark to Noah, male and female, as Elohim had commanded Noah. And it came to be, after 7 days, that the waters of the flood were on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, on that day, all the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of the Shamayim were open, and the rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On that same day, Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with him, went into the ark. They and every living creature after its kind, and every beast after its kind, and every creeping creature that creeps on the earth after its kind, and every bird after its kind, every bird of every sort. And they went into the ark to Noah, two by two, of all flesh in which is the breath of life. And those going in, male and female, of all flesh, went in as Elohim had commanded him. And Yahuwah shut him in. And the flood was on the earth 40 days, and the waters increased and lifted up the ark, and it rose high above the earth. And the waters were mighty and greatly increased on the earth. And the ark moved about on the surface of the waters. And the waters were exceedingly mighty on the earth, and all the high mountains under all the Shamayim were covered. The waters became mighty, 15 amah upward, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved on the earth, birds and cattle and beasts and every creeping creature that creeps on the earth, and all mankind, all in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life, all that was on the dry land died. So he wiped off all that stand which were on the face of the ground, both man and beast, creeping creature and bird of the Shamayim, and they were wiped off from the earth. And only Noah was left, and those with him in the ark. And the waters were mighty on the earth 150 days.